Today's Mishnah in Negayim is Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Now we're talking about the various halakhas of the Tuma of the Bayit HaManuga, and we had spoken about the different ways in which you could become Tamei if you just walk into the house, if it's the Mokum of the Yeshiva, of the Moshavo, but if the Mitzoro is the one who's walking by and you're in that house, you would not become Tameh. We also made the Nafkamina of what would be if you're wearing your clothes or what would be if you're carrying your clothes. And if the clothes or other Kalim come in on their own, so then they become Tameh right away in the house of the Mitzoro or the house which is itself a house of a Nega. But if you're wearing the clothes, then it's only if you're going to be in there long enough to have the shir of achila, v'chdei achilas pras, paschitim, and so on. How about actually standing inside of the house, but your hand is outside of the house, and then as your hand is outside of the house, somebody puts your rings onto your hands? So what would be the din as far as being metame those rings? So Parsha didolachut said, now tabatov biyado, but they had never been in the house. So the halacha is that it doesn't matter. Since your hand is part of you, so if you were shoha in that house, kidei achilas pras, the rings will become tame even though they never got into the house at all. So this is a corollary of the way in which we understand the Tuma of the Adam to be Metame, the Begadim Sha'olav, the Kalim Sha'olav, that it works even to this extent. They don't even need to be in the house. So the ring never came into the house, but it's Tame because of the fact that it's on a person who is Metame Begadav because he stayed long enough in the house to be Metame. How about vice versa? How about the guy is standing outside the house? Haya omed b'chutz. He puts his hand with his rings into the house, but he himself remains outside of the house. So now what's the din of the taba'ot? Rabbi Yehuda says, look, these taba'ot cannot be viewed as being on your body. They are simply in the house on their own, because we can't view them as being on your body, which is in the house, which is matzah them from the tuma. So therefore, they are like bringing in a ring without wearing it. And therefore, they become tameh right away, an amazing svara, that the halacha of viewing the ring as part of you is only when we're viewing you as being in the house. Otherwise, where does the Torah say you can be matzil a ring by wearing it where the ring itself is in the Bayit HaManuga? Whereas the Chachomim say, doesn't matter. If you're wearing something, you're wearing a ring, then it's batel to you. And therefore, the rings will not become tamei unless they themselves fit the rule. And the rule is that it's b'chdei achilas pras. Omru lo l'Rabbi Yehuda, and they pointed out to Rabbi Yehuda, does this make sense? Consider the following. Uma im bizman shekol gufo tamei lo timei et mashalav, if in a case where the guy himself became tamei the moment that he walked into the house, and he was wearing his rings, and despite the fact that he is tamei, his rings do not become tamei until he additionally remains in the house long enough to eat the chdei achilas pras. So in this case, where his own body bechlal doesn't become tamei, Bizman she'ein ko gufo tamei, isn't it obvious that you can't be metame his rings because they walked into the house? So eino din shlo yetame et mashalav ad sheyesheh b'chdei achilas pras. Therefore, it only makes sense that you should be able to be metame it if it was there long enough, which of course Rabbi Yehuda says That's the whole point. That just putting your hand in is more chomer vis-a-vis the ring than wearing it. Because anything, listen, we know that you're able to be matzil the begonim sha'alav, and you are not going to become tame. Masha ein kein, let's say something else comes in that is not shaykh to tuma. So let's say an animal comes in, right? And an animal has a ring on it. So he's not going to be matzil the ring because he is not shaykh to tuma. That's the whole point. So therefore, and this is the case as well, here you being outside of the house means that you're not shaykh to the tumah of the tzaras because of the house. Therefore, you won't be matzil the ring, and the ring is just viewed as being on its own. And therefore, it's tame miyad, tainas Rabbi Yehuda. Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. Now, we also talked about things that are going to become tame because of the fact that the Mitzora walks into a house which itself is Tahar, and he sits down in that house. So let's imagine a situation. A Mitzora is Nichlas Labayit, and there's all kinds of things in that house. The moment that he sits there in that house and it becomes Moshavo Michutz La'ir, as we were derish earlier, so Kol HaKelim Sheyesham are Tmeim. Everything that's there becomes Tameh. Afilu ad hakorot, doesn't matter how up, far up it is. And even though it's not the usual place that these things should be, all the way up, hanging on the wall, it doesn't matter. The entire house becomes tameh, as if it's a tameh mace. So if you would have a tameh mace, wouldn't everything become tameh? So here too, everything becomes tameh. Rabbi Shimon says, no. This is a halacha of moshavo. It is fundamentally different from the concept of an ohel. And moshavo means the area where it is that the Mitzora himself is viewed as being. Well, those arba amot, I understand that defines the normal space of the Mitzora. But what does that have to do with Tumas ohel? Why should I say that anything under the roof should become tameh? Therefore, only things that are within Arba Amos are considered to be in Makom Moshavo, because that's normally the definition of his place. How about if he walks into a house that doesn't even belong to him? So Kelim, anything that's there, anyway, doesn't matter if it's his house or not. Moshavo does not imply his house. It implies his Makom, where he is now. The fact that he doesn't own the house shouldn't make any difference. He's metame everything right away. Rabbi Yehuda says, not necessarily. Suppose he didn't have permission to come in. So what, you're going to tell me that he can create a mokom moshavo if he doesn't even have the right to be there? So then it would only be imshaha, kidei hadlakat haner. The guy walks in and he stays there long enough for the owner to tell him, you please get the heck out of my house. So if he was there that long and there was nobody telling him to go away, so then it's considered to be makom moshavo. But you can't say that just walking in and the guy is pushing him, get the heck out of my house, go away, that's going to be considered to be makom moshavo. So there needs to be at least some period of time which is reasonable to have shown that this is the place where I can be. But if he wasn't even there long enough for that, it's very possible that the guy who owns the house would have pushed him out of the house, except that he left before he had a chance to get up his guts to be able to go over there and push him away. And therefore, there's no reason to view it as makom moshavo.